Welcome back to another episode of Talking to Missy.
And I'm ready.
And today, what we talking about?
Today, what we're talking about is name something that you wish existed.
Name something that I wish existed.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll start off. Something that I wish existed was a time machine.
Why?
A time machine. I don't know. I'll be able to go back in time, look at myself, buy Bitcoin. I'll be able to do a lot of stuff. But hey, Squire Ready, buy Bitcoin. Put it all on Bitcoin. Put it all on Dogecoin. I'll be able to, man, I'm telling you, man, it'd be over.
I see. Because that was going to be my next question. Like, what exactly in your lifespan would you actually want to go back to?
Well, I don't regret anything. But it sounds like I regret not buying Bitcoin, to be honest. But I don't regret things, right? I take everything as a learning experience. So, you know, making a time machine will be cool for a lot of reasons. Like, you know, I can go back and see memories like vividly and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I can go back and see if I was adopted or not. If my parents said that, you know, I'm their kid, but you know, I'm probably not. I'm just lame. That's just a joke. But yeah, so a time machine would be good for all type of reasons. And it'll probably be better for people that can go back and really do regret things and, you know, want to fix. But changing the timeline up will change a lot of things. So it'd be dangerous too.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be really dangerous. So me, see, I would do it for fun. I wouldn't do it for like, you know, for like, I would do this to stop this from happening. Like, nah. Like, I would just kind of like do random things and then look at things, spectate.
Well, you said time machine, but I think I would want to exist that our brain had better like memory.
That you wish that you can create something to make your brain have better memory?
Yeah. Like, so I can remember when I was in like the womb.
Oh, okay.
Like, and remember.
You want to remember that? That sounds like a lonely 9 months.
No, like, I want to remember. I'd be claustrophobic. Like, I want to be able to remember stuff like that. Like, I want to be able to remember who held me when I was only 2 months.
So you want to see everything. You want to remember everything.
Yeah, I want to know. Like, I want to know who, you know, until I became conscious enough to start, you know, remembering certain things, I want to know who held me when I came out. I want to see the doctors. I want to see that stuff. I wish my memory was better in that area that I can actually see that, but I can't.
Okay. So I wish superpowers existed because, you know, I'll be doing some Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. It'd be over. We won't even need guns no more because we'll be fighting with our fists, powers. I'll be flying. I'll be doing so. Man, I'll be gone, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, superpowers, man. I was superpowers.
I think you'd be dangerous Naruto.
I would.
I don't know if you should be Naruto on the street.
No. I need to be a different character, not just Naruto. I need to be able to do some like crazy stuff.
I think everybody would like that. I'm pretty sure.
That superpower would be fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody
won't even have to watch
superpowers.
Anime no more because we will be anime.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? I will be my own main character. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we won't play video games anymore because we are the video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish we can make our imagination real.
Just for a moment, right? Like, just for a moment.
I don't know.
Like, you know how you have, like, the, the simulations and stuff where they, like, they're the holographs and stuff like that? Like, that would be tight.
I
want to
do whatever.
As far as imagination.
Like, when my brain think about something, I'm going to do it.
So if your brain said fly, you want to just
start
flying.
I want to start flying. That's right. That would be fun. Now, that would be tight. But it will also be a little boring because if you can do anything and then you get kind of bored of that. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, when you can do anything, that would get played out. Like, okay, now I can do anything. I did everything. I already wished for immortality. I already wished for this. I already did this. What else now? You know what I mean? I wish for all knowledge of all things of all existence. I know that. So what? What next?
Well, you sound like Timmy Turner. Yeah, Fairly Odd Parents. You know, he had the Fairly Odd Parents.
What? When he get bored?
He didn't, because remember, the Fairly Odd Parents was there for him, and then when he wanted something to happen, they did it for him.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, that's some, but they have rules to it. I don't want no rules.
Yeah, they did have rules.
Yeah. I wish they had a replicator, too. Like, if they had a replicator, that'd be tight. Because you know what I'd do? I would make replicated chicken. You know, every time I want chicken, okay. I would replicate some chicken. I would share with everybody. You know what I mean? I would share with all the nations and all the world. And I would share with myself. I probably wouldn't be as skinny as I am now, huh?
I don't know.
Chicken is lean.
Are you really that skinny?
I'm pretty skinny. Like, look.
Yeah, chicken is lean, actually. Yeah, you want to replicate chicken?
Yeah. I would replicate you, too. I would replicate you. And I would marry. I'd be married, like, to all of you, too. You can't be with nobody else. You only be with me.
Okay.
I can't have enough of you. That's a compliment.
Well, in that case, I don't need a replica.
She disrespected me. That's what's going on. I will replicate her. How about, yeah, I got three wives.
Oh, yeah.
Of her.
You have.
But, you know, I'm not cheating because they're all you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, in that case, like I said, I don't need no replicating.
Oh, yeah, you need about 80 of me. No, I don't even want you to have more of me. You know why? Because I'd be jealous. I'd have to take them all out. I would have to take every single one of me's out. I'm the real me. They can't have you. If I see one of them touch you or something like that, they would have to go down. Okay. I'm just saying.
No, so you'll fight you.
I will fight me. And I don't know how if I will win because I'm pretty strong. But at the same time, you know.
That reminds me of that movie. I can't even remember. I can't remember the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But he was literally fighting himself.
I will go down. I will run myself over something. Like, he's not having.
I'm like, was it Gemini Man? No, it wasn't Gemini
I'm going. Man. I'm going down. For real. Okay. I'm going down. That's what's going. That's what's happening.
What else you wish? This is the Ready Show, by the way.
The Ready Show?
He got a lot. Y'all talking to Reddit. He got a lot that he would want to exist. So, go ahead,
man,
sir.
I wish we can, like, you know, go to different planets and stuff already right now. You know, find the habitable planets. I'm really into astronomy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I like the stars and all that. I really do. So, now I wish that we can go places faster right now. Travel really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Really fast.
You know what I wish existed?
What?
This is funny though.
Ooh.
That the mountains didn't look as far and close, and you can't reach them. Like what? As soon as
what the what?
Because, like, you know, the mountains be looking like far.
Okay.
Like, I wish they was like right here.
Oh,
like,
my you God. Know,
like,
that's all you wish for? Get a helicopter.
Yeah, no, because I don't like flying.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't like flying.
Well, you need a wish that you
like,
could.
Like, I need stuff like that's flying. Gonna be here without me having to do stuff that I don't like doing.
Nah. That's all you got? This is
I'm thinking this is the Ready Show.
Name something that you want
go
to
ahead,
exist. You can want anything to exist. You want the mountains to be closer?
Yeah.
You want the mountains to be closer?
Yeah. Like, when I want them to be right here. Like, if I see mountains? A nice... Yeah, like if I see a nice little mountain, I'm like, oh, that's beautiful.
Mountains are a pile of dirt and rocks.
So what does that mean? Is that teleport?
No, you're teleporting to the rock. Or are you bringing the rock and mountain
either
to you?
Either one.
It could be teleportation if you want to be able to reach it right away.
Exactly.
Or if you want to be able to make the mountain move to you.
Both.
Like moving mountains.
Yeah, I can move a mountain.
Usher was on to something. He was on to something. I'm saying, dang, move mountain. That's what you thought of. I can't believe you.
Yeah.
Moving
you can't,
mountains.
Yeah.
Why?
Why What's not?
Up? Mountains are beautiful and majestic. I get it. They are.
Why not?
But why?
Why not?
They pile dirt. Like, we can drive to a mountain. You got a
don't
Jeep.
Don't take the mountains
you,
for granted.
You got a Jeep. We can don't drive to the mountain right now if you want to.
Don't.
We live pretty close to them, too.
The
we in California. We have mountains everywhere.
For granted. Okay.
I'm going to have to. I see that I need to take Missy Shore to a trail. She got a Jeep. She don't like to off road in her Jeep. I know that's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, when you in the mountains, it don't look as like
massive.
Yeah, extravagant as when you looking at it, you know?
Like, so I want to. Your thoughts, like, I mean, your perception of things was more extravagant than they actually are. Most things isn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, let's say that you like some type of supermodel, right? And she looks super extravagant. And then pretty much you get with that extravagant supermodel, eventually she become just your wife or your woman or your girl, right?
Oh, that's like, cold.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you're a supermodel
the
to me, right? You're a supermodel, and you're still a supermodel to me today, but I live with you every day, you know? I sleep with you, I lay down with you, you know what I mean? I'm literally with you all the time.
And I'm beautiful
you,
all the time.
You still are. You're still very, very important and special to me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I am accustomed to having you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I am, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, you are special. I don't know how to put it. I'm not trying to say that you're less special because you are. You get more special to me every day, to be honest with you. Like, you see the if you listen to the podcast, I have a serious face on right now. That's what's going on.
But he just don't want my hand to do no windmill. Like,
oh, that's what's gonna happen. That's spousal abuse. You know, that's a felony or
smack.
Something.
No,
that gotta be a misdemeanor.
Just kidding.
But yeah. But you just become accustomed to it pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I literally got my dream car that I wanted. Like, if you can call it a dream car. But I got my dream car that I wanted, and it's normal. It's sitting right next to us right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's normal to me, though. You know what I mean? I'm happy for it. I'm not ungrateful at all. You know what I mean? I'm very grateful. When I look at it, I still smile. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I am accustomed to having it. I wouldn't want to not have it. I wouldn't want that to disappear and poof be going right now. I wouldn't want you to disappear and poof be going, right? But mm-hmm. at the same time, I am accustomed to having it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Got the point, sir.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, you thought about mountains, though?
Yeah, I really did think about mountains.
Mountains.
Yeah. Because it's a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, I like animals. Like, you like the galaxies and stars and stuff?
Yep,
I like animals and nature. So, if anything that could exist with nature and animals, I will take it.
They already exist.
Yeah. If I can create my own animal, I like that.
Chimera.
No, that's already something that people know about.
A chimera is mixing animals together, like hybrid.
Yeah, I don't want to mix what's
You want to make, like, a literally new
Yeah, I want to have the brain to be able to create, like, an animal that's literally my animal.
Oh, no. You're doing alchemy at that point. You need to stop that from another alchemist.
Yeah, like, that's what, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want? Yeah. Like, my brain is, like I think of, like, extravagance. I think of, like, crazy, like, you know.
Yeah, you think of crazy. I just think of stuff that's more so, like, suitable for me personally. Like, if it can exist and suit me to my best needs and my abilities, then I'd be good.
I wish death didn't exist. So that means when I do my superpowers on people and we fighting and we having fun, you know what I mean?
They can just...
And then they don't die. You know, we can really go at it and make some super significant, you know, thing, and then they won't die.
And they always come back, huh? For the next round?
Yep. You know, we have Dragon Balls on standby at all times.
Yeah.
Wish them back.
Like, so you want to play games?
I want to play games.
You want to be in
the
game.
Look, listen, not play games. What kind of play games? I want to enjoy life, literally. That's what I want to do. Right now, even on this journey right now in life, I want to enjoy life. You know what I mean? So if I can get, like, our security, our safety and everything, and our stability all taken care of, at that point, I'm going to enjoy the rest.
So you need those things to exist, right?
Because what things?
You need a what's that thing you said first? You said
security, safety.
No, what? I mean what'd you say to go back in time?
Time machine.
Yeah, time machine.
What?
You need all that stuff to enjoy life. Because that stuff don't exist right now.
I don't need that
but
stuff.
But if
to
it
enjoy
did exist though,
and then I will have fun with it.
Yeah, your life might be.
You exist, and I have fun with you all the time.
Yeah. I do exist.
Yes, you do exist. Okay. Yep. I have fun with you all the time. Like, you know what I mean? I want to enjoy life. My goal in this world that I'm living in is to enjoy it as much as I can. So I'm going to let you in on a little bit of, it's not really a secret, but I kind of round like a life expectancy, even though this is not the right expectancy because like America is like 70 something or whatever for a male, whatever. I made my own. I go off of 100 years, right? Mm-hmm. 100 years. So that means when you're 50, you're only halfway done with your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm trying to enjoy every moment while I'm here. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm trying to enjoy every moment. I'm trying to do something enjoyable. Like this podcast that we're doing right now, mm-hmm. I'm actually having a good time. Mm-hmm. I literally have a good time doing that. This is great and fun for me, especially doing it with this woman here, Missy Shore. Like, you know, it's fun. Doing it by myself would have been straight, but doing it with her is even better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm having a good time.
You know, I tend to have that effect on
that's,
people.
That's people or me?
Oh, I mean you.
Oh, you said people.
I meant you.
You know, I'm jealous.
Nobody else.
Yeah,
not even,
nobody.
Not even the four of you.
Not air, not nothing.
I meant only you.
Only me.
Yeah, that was, I don't know what.
Yeah, I know, disrespecting me. No, maybe you have to start talking word. This air right
you know,
now.
We was talking to the people, so then people was just on my
I'm
brain.
I'm going to start beating up the air. You know, I don't share. You know, I don't do it.
I meant you.
That's right, me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just want to enjoy life. So, you know, these things I'm saying that I wish existed just is another thing to enjoy life with, in my opinion.
Well, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's real awesome.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sorry that I can't really have much, you know, things to exist. But, you know, I mean, I could think about a whole bunch, but then they're not really things that I would want to, like, exist that's not already here.
I wish I can change her hair texture so when I wet it or whatever like that, she don't get mad. Because I'd be wanting to wet her hair and stuff like that. She don't want her hair to be wet.
Well, that was just pure shade.
No, that's not shade. No, no.
Because then we're going to have to make a podcast on our culture. You feel me?
No,
my
not.
Women's out there that no, got my hair.
Not.
You know, our 4C, 4B, 4A type of hair.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I like your hair texture. I'm not saying that I wish that I can change your hair texture forever. I'm saying I can change it to something that you don't mind getting wet and change it right back to what it is.
Well, I don't mind getting my hair wet.
No, bro. Every time that...
If you're going to help assist blow dry it and stuff.
I do that. Exactly. I actually do that. What she's saying right now, I actually do that.
Exactly.
Like, I actually help her blow dry her hair and straighten her hair and all that. I have no shame in my game at all.
Exactly.
I do that. I take care of my woman.
If you want to wet it every day, be ready to do that every day.
Yeah. I like her hair looking wavy in the water. Her hair is already beautiful in the water. Like when I wet her hair, it gets wavy. And then she just don't want to deal with it when it gets dry. So it's no shade. I love my hair texture, y'all hair texture. What are you talking about? Like my hair ain't the best texture either. What are you talking about?
It really ain't.
I know I'm light skinned, but dang, that don't mean I have good hair.
I mean, hair is hair.
Exactly. Dang. So calm down. Don't be trying to throw fake shade on me.
No, you throwing shade.
I am not throwing.
Whole you got, culture, bro. Oh,
so you got to put me in my place right now? That's what just happened?
Yeah, that's
what I am
exactly
not throwing
happened.
Shade, bro. I am not throwing shade. If y'all thought I was throwing shade, this is a disclaimer. So if y'all try to just take that one snippet out, say, Squad Ready said this about people. No, I didn't. I did not say that. This is right. You better have the whole damn clip. Whoever, you better have the whole clip. Like, I like her hair texture. That wasn't what I was saying at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying that clean pretty much when I wet your hair, right? You don't like me wetting your hair. When we go swimming, bro, you want to have braids just so it don't get puffy when it dries up. Am I wrong?
Yeah, because I don't have time to be messing with my hair.
Exactly.
I need something that's quick, fast, in a hurry.
Like, she don't want to sweat her hair out. She don't ever want to sweat her hair out at all. The only reason why she's wearing that beanie right now is because of her hair isn't super duper flat straight right now. So she don't mind putting that on, right? Take it off then. Take it off for the camera. Show the camera.
Bro, I don't have to do that. That's not why I wore the beanie, though.
Yeah, huh? You don't...
I literally wore the beanie because our hair don't show because we have literally these ear things on. So I didn't feel like doing my hair to style it when I was just going to put...
I know, but if your hair was super duper straight like that, you wouldn't put a beanie on. That's what I'm saying.
I probably
That's not the only reason.
Okay. Not to mention, if we really want to get this garage, it's cold.
It is freezing.
And then I wore something thin, so I put a beanie on so I can be warm.
I see.
Yeah.
But still, I know for a fact that you don't wear beanies on your head when your hair is straight.
Then I'm going to sweat it out.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. I was saying. So I probably shouldn't have said that the only reason why
you know what? We just going to end this podcast.
No.
We talking about the things that we supposed to be want to exist.
No, you trying to make me into the bad guy.
Hair. Beanies.
I want that to exist. I wish that I can do crazy stuff like that. If I can change, I thought of that. See, that's my imagination. Like, oh, you don't want your hair.
You
don't want
your
hair
to get. Imagination would exist.
You don't want your hair to get puffy. Okay, snap, change that hair texture. Now you don't have to worry about it. And then, okay, let's change it back. Boom. That's all I'm saying. Shade my ass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna say okay
because
you know ignorance is bliss. So
who you call ignorant? I ain't ignorant.
So I'm just gonna say okay.
You're right.
You right.
Mm-hmm. I am okay.
I'm glad you got really such a big imagination.
She's really trying to put shade on me.
You got a nice imagination.
I do have a nice
imagination. I hope one day it does exist.
It better exist.
Okay.
Yeah, it better exist.
Great.
I wish what existed is for a lot of things for people to want to exist.
Awesome.
But not everything, though. Because some people might want some crazy stuff.
Yeah, you got to be careful with people's imaginations.
Yeah, you talking about mine? You talking about mine?
No, I'm just saying in general. You don't know what people's imaginations is up in there accumulating.
Yeah, I don't want every, you know, it got to
benefit. Somebody's imagination want to literally live in a fire world when all the rest of us don't want to live in a world full of fire, but they do.
Okay.
Exactly. So if it was able to exist, we'd have to try to figure out how to move to a different world.
What?
Yeah, because you say you wish everybody's what they want to exist could exist, right?
Exactly. Imagination.
But I'm saying if somebody's imagination was to live in a world full of fire, like, in that world full of fire.
Since you try to throw shade on me, I wish the cancel culture didn't exist. Yeah, I said it. Yep, I sure did. Yeah, get mad. I don't care. Yeah, I wish y'all didn't exist. Cancel culture want to cancel everything. People can't even make comedy no more. People can't even say stuff that they feel that is funny. Dave Chappelle just got canceled for saying whatever he said. I don't agree with Dave Chappelle, nor do I disagree with Dave Chappelle. But Dave Chappelle should be able to say whatever he wants to say without getting canceled about it. Kevin Hart got canceled like years ago. He didn't even do the Grammys because of cancel culture. He should be able to say whatever he wants. He's more knowledgeable than he was when he said the comments that he said, right? He apologized already. And he didn't do something that he really wanted to do just because of the cancel culture. And I'm not trying to make this into a rant, but yeah, I wish that didn't exist. That can be a whole video by itself. Yup. Get mad. Yeah. 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 Shade that. Yeah. I said it.
Well, he said it.
I said it. Squad ready said it.
Yep. Cancel me. Then on that note, are we ending?
Yeah, we end right there. Now? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Take your exit. Okay. Take your exit.
Yeah. Okay. So if you like these type of videos or these type of podcasts, make sure you leave the comments in the comment box below. Let us know what you want us to talk about, because we will talk about it. Nothing is off limits here. And we're honest and truthful about it.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. But until next time, we are out. Deuces. Deuces.